Talk to Me, Eclipse, and The Quake. All this and more on today's Brilliant Observations. Do, 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 do. Hi, Amy. How the hell are ya?
Well, hello, 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 hello. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
I'm exhausted, but I'm happy and I'm good. I got up early this morning from beach living and came home to home living. And this is after getting to look up and see, not in totality, an eclipse and not feel an earthquake. And there's just been a lot going on this week, and I feel like I have missed most of it, if I'm being honest.
I'm glad you feel that way. I do not feel like I missed most of it, and I am grateful that we are through it. I have felt physically ill. I have felt mentally ill. I have felt spiritually ill for the better part of 2 weeks, culminating in the last 3 days. And I mean, I have been like crying most of the day on eclipse day, crying on the days leading up to it. Thought I was going to throw up the hour before the eclipse. Like couldn't keep food down. Like it was a mess.
We're doing the eclipse first. Okay.
The whole time I was like, how did I trick myself into this not real thing? I was like, somehow I have psychosomaticized myself because I know that it's not real. And yet it was palpably real, physically real in my body. Crazy real. Emotions all over the place. Physical stuff all over the place. Nausea, migraine headaches. I don't get migraine headaches. Headaches that woke me up out of a sound sleep. Headaches. Crazy stuff. Crying for no reason.
Okay. Yeah. Wait a minute. We are aware that our body is made up mostly of water.
Your brain 65% water.
We are also aware that the moon's part of her job is, and her mission is the tides and the water and
regulating my lady bits and parts.
Lady bits and parts, everybody's bits and parts. I know when there is a full moon, the emergency department is way busier. I know that crazier shit happens and it's all explainable. But what you're saying is this situation where the moon is where she is when she's really not supposed to or not typically there, fucked with your body so much you got migraines and threw up.
All I can tell you is these celestial events were occurring simultaneously to my physical and emotional events, which were very real and they were occurring.
Debilitating
to the point where I felt compelled to investigate if they were linked because it was happening and I couldn't seem to stop it any other way. I was taking medical pill to make the headache stop, didn't stop. Taking all the things you do to stop feeling nausea, didn't stop.
Medicated and this persisted.
It persisted. And we had, and this is like, I didn't even know that there was like a baby eclipse that happened like a couple of weeks ago. And you can track on the calendar. When I look back and they're like, well, this happened when this was in, you know, Mars took a dump in Philistine or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Right. And they're like, this is ending an XYZ year cycle. And all the people who were up are going to be down. And all the people who were down are going to be up. And this and that and the other. And yippee, yappy, icky, yak, yak, yak. And don't you know it that the number one sign who is affected by all of this, not me.
Oh, I thought, who would it be?
Aries, first sign of the zodiac, got ruled by the god of war, and a cardinal sign, all of which have meaning, which I don't know what those meanings are. But guess who's an Aries in this house?
I'm going to say your husband.
Middle child.
Oh. Oh, my God. How was his experience with the
middle
eclipse?
Child. Well, he appears to be embarking on a season of a dozen years in the future of everything going your way. This is the culmination of shit's been bumpy for you, Aries. It's been up and down and all around and very confusing for you, Aries. And now all that is cleared away and hold on to your ass cheeks because we're blazing forward. Done and done again. So whatever's in for him it's all happening.
So it's the PD era. That's what we're in, the PD era.
I'm a Leo. I don't know what is going on for me. And I don't know any of the, I'm at the point where I need somebody to do one of these readings and tell me what the houses are. I need somebody to do human design. I need to know what time I was born. I don't have any information.
Stop. Okay. Okay. The first 5 minutes of this whole thing is astrological shit that I don't even believe in or subscribe to, with the traits and the, I do subscribe to the fact that the moon is, it has a pull with the all water on planet, right? I subscribe to that, the traits and the, okay, so I'm a Cancer and I'm a bitch and that works out. It just happens to be totally appropriate. But are you telling me you need to find out your exact time of birth so that you can get your shit read?
There is no way that I can know my exact time of birth. I asked my mom for it and she's like, I don't have any idea. So, I mean, we got the day. That's fine. So this was a long time ago and she's had more than one child. I don't remember. How could she remember? It's a guess.
Honestly, when my kids would say, like, what was my first, where was my first this or first that? I hate that my answer is like, I'm not that kind of mom.
I had a lot of living since you, you know? You know what? Let's do it again. Let's recreate it right now. Who cares?
Oh, let me push you down the stairs and see which foot you walk with first.
What was your third multiple choice answer on the fifth grade test about geology? Like, that's how I'm supposed to know this shit. I mean, you did a lot of shit, friend. I've been
with
you a long time.
Don't take this as I don't love you.
Yeah,
I'm just not that kind of mom. Like, that's just not my...
No, I love in other ways. I love in other ways. No, I don't have anyone who I can call to give me my star sign or whatever. But I will tell you that I accept glimmers in life. Glimmers being... And now there's like a TV show about glimmers. You've heard of triggers?
Oh, I know triggers.
Okay,
glimmers,
so
are the opposite.
I think people are familiar with the idea of a trigger. Something happens and you get an immediate negative response that is all-encompassing, right? And you got to deal with that response, okay? So a glimmer is the same thing. You get, it is a positive trigger. You see something and it makes you, ba-doop! It's a happy connection to happy vibes.
So what's the show about glimmer?
There's a woman who is nothing but glimmers, and she goes through, it's on CBS. I don't know anything about it. I heard about it on TikTok because somebody was explaining what glimmers are and said, there's even a show about it on CBS. It's called Mamie's Asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who I can call about this. I accept glimmers in my life. I cultivate them. I love them. I love the idea that the earthquake in Manhattan and parts south was a 4.8. 4.8 is the day of the eclipse. Hey ho, magic numbers. So I'm just saying, I love to tell stories. I love to tell connections. My body has been going through something and I have said, oh, it's pollen. I don't feel like it because it's only happening uniquely to me. And I live in a state of pollen, right? Every year it gets like we've been inoculated against it. Maybe. So I have lots of things that could be contributing, including the celestial events, but yeah. I've been getting my ass kicked and I was to the point where I was just crying and crying and crying and I finally got over it and I was like, maybe you're just going to be crying. So keep on crying. You know, your body needs to cry. Great. That's what we're doing now. So I'll just keep crying. And then when the event finally happened and the thing was done, I felt like I could breathe easier.
Really? It was like an instant relief after?
Yes, and I felt...
Wow.
I was so aware of it. I was embarrassed. I brought shame onto myself.
And your family.
I started saying, this cannot be the thing. This is ridiculous. What are you doing? And at the same time, the headache went away. The shoulders felt lighter. The thing that I had been dragging my heels on doing, staying awake at night, dragging my heels. So I don't know if you do this. But when you have something to do either at work or on your to-do list of any kind, and for some reason you hesitate to do it, I spend a lot of time thinking about not doing it instead of doing it. And it fills me with so much dread.
You have a hint of ADHD too?
I think about not doing it
yeah.
so much more to the point where
You could have done it 11 times in the time you've spent not doing it.
I don't like
it
saying the word I can't, but that's I have to communicate how strong this is. I am somehow physically prevented from doing the thing because I feel compelled to think about not doing it, if that makes any sense. It is that strong
an urge.
To
people with ADHD, it makes complete sense.
Okay, well, it doesn't make any logical sense. It doesn't make any executive functioning sense.
Correct.
It doesn't make any financial sense. So this thing that I have been sitting on and knowing I need to do and even ask for an extension, right, and vacillating between you will do it when it is right to do it. I trust in divine timing. I trust myself. And I also know that if I'm resisting doing it somewhere, I must be receiving a message that this is not for me to do. Like, I also believe that part. Like, when I resist, I got to believe there's a reason. Like, if you don't want to do something that much, find something else to do. It's a big world.
Is that your theory of, I was late leaving the house this morning and there was a 7-car pileup, but I wasn't in it?
There's the burnt toast theory, yes. And there's something, well, for creatives, it is a well-known, or we could say scientific if you want, but there's a well-known reality that you will perform your best when the time is right. So it is useless.
It's Janine's. If it's not the end, all will be fine in the end. Well, if it's not
That's a totally different thing, but I guess they're in some ways related. And her philosophy is it'll all work out in the end. So if it hasn't worked out, it's not the end, which is
not
just
over.
A way of saying hang on. But in a creative endeavor, if you don't feel it and you're not feeling it and you decide to jump right in and do the thing when you're not feeling it, you're spinning your wheels, you're wasting your time because it's going to come together when it's supposed to. So just ignore the fact that you're burning through your timeline. I don't like to say that my process involves last minute work because it truly doesn't, but I will tell you my process involves a structured phase where I cultivate inspiration. And if it doesn't come, I walk away guilt-free. And I don't let the clock be the thing that is dictating, gotta work, because that actually delays me getting to inspiration.
To creativity.
So,
hey, go ahead.
That's it. I was just going to relate it back to all the other shit, but go ahead.
I want to say that as far as this whole last topic of conversation, I don't think you realize that there are people in your orbit, in your world, that see you as a glimmer.
No, I sure don't.
But if you look at my face, you're the one laughing and I'm not.
That sounds great.
I am dead serious. Okay.
I'm listening to you in sincerity.
It doesn't feel that way.
All right, let's start. I'll start again.
Maybe because if you had water in your face, you would have spit it in mine. So.
I know. And I thought to self, you should bring some water up in here. Okay. That sounds lovely. And I would love for that to be true.
I honestly feel like you don't understand that you're obsessed with this concept of glimmer. Not obsessed with, but you're alerted to this concept of glimmer.
I'm okay to be obsessed with it. I need more of it in my life.
Right. So what I'm saying is you're one of those glimmers. I'm not going as far as you're one of the 23 righteous that we have discussed on here.
You don't know.
Maybe you are.
You know. Nobody knows.
Okay, wait. Here's the test. Ready? Here's the test.
Uh-oh.
Amy.
Yeah.
What did you steal this week?
I didn't steal nothing.
Then maybe you are one of the 23.
I didn't steal nothing.
Let me dig a little bit below
Also don't know. You also don't know.
Yeah.
That my theft is not righteous. So back up. You don't know. You don't know what it's in the greater service of. You don't know. Burnt toast, baby. And the burnt toast theory, if you don't know it, is that it's this notion in the morning, you get up, you make breakfast, it's toast, you burn the toast. Damn it. I'm not going to eat this. You throw it out, you make a second round of toast. In the time it takes you to make that second round of toast, you are delayed from leaving the house, which prevented you from some catastrophe that would have befallen you had you had the burnt toast. So there's always something getting in your way that feels like an impediment, but instead it is clearing the path for something else or protecting you on the path, keeping other things at bay. So
toss your toast. Take your time. It's okay. This podcast has really changed.
I'm sorry.
You are evolving as a spiritual person, and I'm curmudgeoning
resisting
just a little further
yeah.
into my hole.
Yeah.
So yesterday's eclipse, Monday's eclipse was 100 couples got married.
That was so fucking weird.
Thank you for saying weird. Oh my God. The things I saw after. Okay, first of all, I went to the beach. I watched this from the beach, which is not on totality. Mm-hmm. It's not totality that I saw. Is that the right word?
I'm no expert, but I believe it's the path of totality.
Right. We were not in that path. So we saw like 92% coverage. Fantastic. Those glasses are genius and perfection. There's a hint of cloud cover, but as soon as it moved, you saw everything. It was great. Come back, put on CNN, because I'm now of an age where CNN, whether it's on mute or whatever, is constantly on TV on mute. So with the Chiron running and me reading as I walk by, 100 couples got married by some weirdo country star. Don't mock me. I don't fucking know who that is. It wasn't Trace Atkins, and he's the only big country, like big meaning in size, country guy that I know from that kind of era. But after 100 weddings, I realized that all of the schools around here got either a half day or the day off of school, too. That's a little weird.
Why? You're nowhere near it.
Amy, nowhere near it. Amy, their purpose is to teach children. Oh, it happens. It's not going to happen for another 20 years. It happens every 77 in its entirety. Like, let's send them home so we don't have to discuss it with them. This is an opportunity for teaching and learning.
At the one who's in high school, they were all given the proper glasses and spent the afternoon outside.
Yes, that is what you should be doing. And now what? Parents need to come pick up these kids? I bet you heard a lot about that bullshit also. So there was the emotional factor. And I kind of subscribe that around your issues around this, because I do know the moon's role in water, in tides, in humanity. I do understand that. I am still confused and perplexed and interested to study what happened with you and the moon. Like, that's I'm definitely going to chart your cycles for the rest of the year, month, whatever. So people are crying. They are looking up at that moon and they are just tears streaming down their face. They're so emotional. I sat on a beach where my brother-in-law brought bourbon and ice cubes as big as my head. I was almost impressed until he dropped them into a red Solo cup and went on with our like viewing experience. He put on the Spotify Eclipse music set list.
Wow, you guys are organized. Okay.
He was organized. Like a crackhead, we just walked out, opened our folding chairs, and started to nap until the music started. And like, it was a thing. We watched dolphins dancing in the ocean. All of the crying, all of the emotional swell, we looked at each other and thought, yeah, I guess I'm not as much water as the rest of these people.
Cry at the event. Do you know what I'm saying? I wasn't crying because I felt a sense of awe, because I felt a sense of connection, because I understood my place in the universe. It was none of that. The tears were flowing for no reason, with no emotion attached.
It's called menopause.
They were just pouring out of my face, and then I would start to feel low and bad. Like, it wasn't a good thing. It wasn't like a cleansing whatever. It was just this kind of, I don't know, energy everywhere, too much kind of a feeling. Feeling rocked.
And now that we're out of it, you reset?
I woke up this morning before the alarm. I was compelled to make the bed without thinking about it. Normally, making the bed I have to put a lot of thought into it, and because I want it made, right? It's a task, and I know I'm better when I do it. This was just like, okay, that's already done. Moved through about 3 or 4 things in the morning. Bip, 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 bip. Looking around, looking up at the clock. Oh, wow.
So you're better than
2 hours earlier than I thought it was. Normally, by this, in my pattern of late, normally by this time in the morning, the morning would be almost over. And I'm like, oh, gracious, it's not even 9 o'clock. Look at, bing, 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 bing. Yep. Go. Let's go.
So you're saying you're not just back to normal, you're better than normal.
I feel like today, whatever had to get cleared out is cleared out. And it's odd because the weather was gorgeous yesterday. And today the weather is terrible. It is absolutely rainy and drizzly and toilet bowly outside and the most gloomy looking thing you could. It's just really, the weather looks depressing and I don't feel depressed. All rain.
Wow.
You know, rain's a sign of change. Anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Downstairs.
Whatever it was, it shook some shit loose. So
downstairs right below me right now, we have complete opposite weather of you. We have 76 as a high today and sunny, which has not happened. Like, we had 4 days of rain that led to. Yeah. So right now, my husband is outside and he is cleaning off the outdoor furniture. So this morning I cut the tape and I took off the covers from the furniture to fold them up. And I have all the tape in a bag. I'm so careful not to cut the covers. I'm doing a good job. I'm a good girl. Then I start to move one of the covers and I stop, but something below me doesn't stop moving. And
oh,
I think,
God.
I do not know why I tried to help. Every time I try to help, something with a minimum of 8 legs has the need to share itself with me. Wolf spiders. Today outside we have carpenter bees and they're back as of today. And I understand, as a thinking grown human, carpenter bees do not bite you. Their goal is not to sting. Their goal is to actually destroy your house, but and your deck and the handrail. Yes. However, when something that big makes the same sound as the other two flying things that do try to kill you, your brain does not say, oh, he doesn't mean harm. Your brain says, kill that motherfucker before he kills you. So the spiders that came out when moving the covers, the carpenter bees that made for the nest of my hair, all of these, I tried so hard to do a good thing and spring cleaning and all that stuff with my husband, and I wanted to be helpful. Fuck that. Clear that shit out. I'll spray the glass table once you set it up. Please.
My God.
No more bugs. No more bugs. Oh, no more mice. My kid's in a new dorm. For those of you who remember.
Holy shit, break, that was quick.
Moved her ass out immediately, and now there's no air conditioning here. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Mickey doesn't live there. We're good. Please, please. We also had an earthquake. So while we're discussing natural things like your body and the moon and the sun, we had an earthquake. You said it, 4.8 on the Richter scale. And I felt nothing. 30 people texted me. Did you feel that? Oh,
you shouldn't have felt anything. You were too far to feel anything. It's not like it doesn't surprise me that you didn't feel anything. I think the people who did feel something near you are lying. I think they
really?
Wanted, yes, I think they wanted to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
Well, at that, I felt with the eclipse, too. That was universal, though. It wasn't in a spot. Like, you could see something happening, whether it was complete or not. That feeling of wanting to be a part of something greater is a topic for another podcast, because it is definitely something that I feel all humanity seeks in some way. And we can talk next week, maybe, about how we are doing that. Dear listener, if you would like to write in to us at brilliantobservations@gmail.com and let us know how you want to connect or don't, or ways you choose or don't to connect.
Write in and tell us how you don't want to connect with us.
How you want to tell everybody to fuck off. Actually, make that directly to Melissa Brilliant I'm not giving you that because I don't read my emails. And I have over 17,000 emails in my mailbox, which makes people fucking crazy.
Oh, get something else to do.
I got a text saying, would you open the fucking email? And I thought, what? I'm away for 2 days. That's not the reason. I don't open it when I'm home. I got to save the date from a dear friend for her wedding. And she was like, open the fuck. I'm like, what? I finally did. And then, because you got mad at me, I spammed her with responses to it. I just said, wouldn't miss it. Wild horses couldn't keep me. I just kept writing answers. I'm like, well, you wanted me to open it. Now I'm a dick.
I never lie. When people say, did you not get the email? I say, oh, I got it. Because I did. That doesn't mean I opened it.
Correct.
I didn't read it.
So they say,
well, you didn't reply. And I say, well, it's in the queue. I'm sure I received it along with many others. I just tell the truth.
I don't read my email. Call me. I mean, don't call me.
I gave that shit up years ago, and I'm happier for it.
Do you leave texts that way too, or just emails?
Unwittingly. I have so many texts. The texts have gotten out of control. I am back in the realm of 5 texts for the same fucking 7 people. Because you get a group text with 2 of the 3. Every single group text has multiple group texts. And my family is no different. We have a group text with both parents and each child individually.
Separately, yep.
Then we have 2 children and both parents. for some of them because right, depending on where they are.
They were home last, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
And what they're doing, right? So,
and I love all it. Other, it makes
and then
sense.
One where it's, you know, it's me and just the kids. So it's just, it's too much. It's stupid. And they don't read them. They don't ever listen to anything we say or do. As you, why would you? Why would you?
Why would they?
Why would you?
I know why they wouldn't. It's because you never want to talk about anything real. So.
Okay, boy, do I have something for you. Boy, do I have something for you. It is unbelievable. And I want to just make sure that you are buckled in. A couple of weeks ago, went out with a bunch of girlfriends for lunch. We're having our salads. We're doing this. And we have the one friend who we haven't seen in a while. Okay? We're excited. We peeled her off. She doesn't usually come out to stuff. And she's being a little surface level in the shit she's choosing to share. But it's like, it's no big deal. And I'm not looking for dirt. That is absolutely not what's going on. But the conversation keeps steering into really, really shallow shit. And I'm talking like social news of the day, like not even shallow shit in your own life with your own family. Like, give me, if you're going to be shallow, at least be shallow about, I don't like my hair or something. Do you know what I mean? Anything. I can't even come up with what would be shallow in your own life. But it's like, I didn't go out with you to talk about what you read on social media about some fucking celebrity. Like, just spare me this stupid shit. So, and she consciously kept steering the conversation in this direction.
Uh-oh, right? She's hiding something.
Well, and then a couple of the other two got involved in, it's a big table. So on the other side of the table, they were talking about something that just concerned the three of them. So they're chit-chatting and their kid was involved. And it's not important, but it's like we could zone out from that part for a minute, right? So I happen to lean in. She was seated right next to me. I happen to lean over and I say, so what's really going on? I haven't seen you in a while. He's like, what do you mean? And I said, well, I mean, tell me something real. What's up with you? Nothing's up. Everything's great. I said, okay, how's your marriage? Right? I was like, I'm going to start picking. I just said, how's your marriage? And your eyes right now across.
Nobody asks that. What are you
Why
doing?
Why not? What would you say? If I said, how's your marriage? You'd probably get really big eyes and go, great.
I just got really big eyes because my answer right now would be, I don't know that I would ask about the marriage. I would say, how is your, like, I'd ask first name. How is Steve? How's Brian? How's Todd?
I'll say this. I know she was having trouble with her kids, so I wasn't going to immediately pounce.
Oh, you weren't poking the scab. You were going around the scab.
I was going to, you know, how's your marriage? Everything's, you know, fine.
How's your
great.
Partner in dealing with
no,
your
I,
kids?
No, I said, what's going on? How's your marriage? Like, I think I probably said something like, how's your husband by husband's name, and then immediately, how's your marriage, right? Which was basically a way of saying, you know, hello, love, hi, how are you, how you feeling? Like, it
you
was
good?
Just a combination of bullshit things falling out of my face, because I'm like, let's,
she say?
You're here, I don't want this salad, I'm here because I want to talk to you, fucking talk. And instead, the response was, and I guess I should have known this, but I don't really know a lot of things. The response was, why, what do you know? And I immediately got big eyes and laughed. And I said, absolutely nothing. I'm not picking in any way. I'm just trying to talk. I said, I'm not picking. And I put the hands up, right? And I'm already laughing at this point. And I said, so this whole thing was, let me back out of this very quickly.
Slowly. No.
Quickly.
Step
quickly,
away
quickly,
from the
quickly.
Woman.
So I, even through laughter, right? I said, nothing. And I just want to talk about something real. And before I could quantify it, she immediately said, I could go the rest of my life without ever talking about anything real. And it was such a bomb drop that the other three across the table
stopped fucking talking
their
petty shit
croutons
and turned around.
And looked at her and went, what? Okay, so thank you. Because I thought it was a needle drop the fuck moment. And before I even go further, what are your thoughts on hearing some shit like that? I did back her into it, first of all, with my clumsy attempt at, can we get past this idiotic People magazine intro bullshit, right? But what would you have done? What would you have said across the table to a friend in your friend group?
I can't believe it got this far with you not knowing that I'm not coming out to talk about celebrities. I do want to talk about real things. And it seems like she really needs to talk about some really things, but doesn't want to. So I don't even know how to deal with that.
It was so weird and alarming and veil removing that I am surprised none of us knew it earlier, because the second it was said, it was like, oh, of course. Of course. This hasn't been a humorous dodge. This hasn't been a bubbly personality. This has been a fucking tactic that you have been working so long on
for
so many superfluous levels, right? So meanwhile, across the table pipes up someone who I never in a million years would have expected this to come out. I only ever want to talk about real stuff. And that was an equal mic drop, because I was like, since when, you fucking People magazine talking bullshitter? So I was like, what is in this salad? I mean, it was a lot of shock. And I was like, wow. So
maybe
shit just got good. Right. So
again,
I'm like, crunch, crunch. This is the kind of lunch I want. Let's go. Right. So meanwhile, and then
crunch,
everybody.
Crunch.
And then everybody
you
was
eating
like,
that salad? Pass
yeah,
me them croutons.
Yeah,
I am
yeah,
all in
I'm
for
like,
this
shit got good. And then all of a sudden it was like, crickets, whatever the cricket sound is. Yeah. So everybody was like, full fucking stop. And I'm like, you can't stop now. You can't stop now. You can't stop now. And everybody stopped and immediately pivoted to some safe, common knowledge, mid-surface level, like at the wave level on the ocean, right? Not all the way at the shallow part of the shore, not past the cresting waves, kind of bobbing in the waves. And we stayed there for the rest of the lunch. So I was like, okay, so I didn't get what I wanted other than that huge bomb
drop. It is
drop.
A bomb drop.
And I put that on the board to talk about, and you're never going to guess what happened. In between putting that on the board and connecting with one of those friends and all of our spouses, we all went out later, right, to hang out. Chit, chit, chat, chat, chit, chit, chat, chat. Did you guys hear what happened? What do you think about this, right? I was sort of road testing it to see if it really even belonged on the board or if it was just too inside baseball. And the other friend, the other salad eater, was there. And
the
she
other
said,
salad eater.
And she said, first of all, I repeated what happened, and the dudes were like, what? Like, that's stupid. And so they were immediately on team, fuck that shit. And I was like, perfect. We're all on the same team. Salad eater pipes up and she says, that was a weird ass lunch. And not only was that weird, but I thought this was weird. And I thought the other thing was weird. And she listed two or three ticks that were happening that preceded me asking this question. Right. And I'm like, you know, you're right. It was really weird. The behavior was stupid and weird, which probably is what caused me to prod for something deeper, because it's like, I don't want this
well,
strange
it's indicative.
Circus shit.
Yeah. It's indicative of something much deeper.
Yeah,
and
like, what are you
if
doing?
You're friends and if you're there, I don't know that I would have poked that bear in a large circle table of people, but I definitely would have sent a text right there at the table.
I didn't.
Said,
what? See, that's
to-
more. That's definitely. That's the same fucking thing. And that's that can be more invasive, frankly, I think. So in any event,
my text saying
yep.
It feels like you're going through something. I'm
yeah.
here for you if you need to talk. That's what I would have.
Because my phone is always face up in the middle of the table and it makes a loud noise and the fucking text is 82 font.
I just finished telling you I don't even answer my texts or emails, but I'm always here for you. So feel free to reach out.
Point being,
get you help.
The quirkiness was clocked by Salad Eater
Everyone.
And me. I clocked it in the form of, something's going on. What? Tell me. Let's talk about something for real. The other thing is, I should say, the other three were across the table, engrossed in their own conversation. I was shoulder to shoulder, almost in a whisper in confidence, in a casual, like it was not, hi, it's Amy on the mic, first time caller. Let's talk about your marriage. What's going on? Like it wasn't, it was definitely.
Okay, Amy, what's going on with her marriage? Is anything
so
okay?
Here's, she never fucking said. She never fucking said. Which I didn't even think it was a thing.
Give me her
I don't,
number. I'm going to text her and tell her if she needs to talk. I'm here.
Listen, greedy. You don't have to have that kind of information. So here's what happened.
I
Salad
need
Eater,
all of the information.
Salad Eater said, what was with this? And she went on to list off a series of tics and weird social things that she was doing at the lunch that I clocked too. But here's what's interesting. Salad Eater said, because even before you said something, she got on the watch list. I said, what's the watch list? There is such a thing as the watch list.
Keep talking. Say more.
When someone in your friend group is doing some shit that's so stupid, you don't know if you're going to be friends with them anymore.
Oh.
You're on the watch list. And that's a first strike, because the next strike is a warning. And then you're out. And I thought, what? And she went on and told me all the people who have found themselves on the watch list and we're not actually friends with them anymore. And I was like, you're right. And I saw it happen. You're right. So I was like, how long have I been on the watch list? And how did I get off? And she's like, it's possible to get off the watch list. And we do have some friends who live on the watch list because they bounce on and off and on and off and on and off, right? There's one guy who likes to date prostitutes who steal money from him, and he takes them on these lavish vacations where they, quote, bring their uncle along. Right?
Yeah, you've mentioned him before. I know that story.
He got all the way to the warning list, and then he got back off again. Right, so it's possible to move up and down on this scale.
Two steps.
But I love this notion of the watch list. It's remember when you used to say, does that cause, right? Or do I have cause for divorce or something? Whatever you used to say
grounds,
on the show.
Grounds.
Do I have grounds? Yeah. So evidently there's a friend's watch list. How about it? Is that a thing? Had you heard of this? Do you want this now? Am I on it now? Do you have it?
I have my friends perpetually on a watch list.
Oh, stop.
Not a watch because you're bad, but a watch because it's the check-in. I would be upset if I were at lunch and I had to turn. I don't have
you
friends.
Have us. We are actively surveilled by you. That's different than being on the watch list.
Oh, you're all actively surveilled by me. Correct.
I know. It makes me insane. I get these little texts from you from time to time. They're not even a text. They're little alerts that says, Melissa would like you to open this thing she sent you. Melissa would like you to share your location. Melissa is in your refrigerator asking if this is your milk. Like, it's just the phone is constantly telling me stuff that Melissa is connected to. Shit that I've done and haven't done or did do last time or need to do.
I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware that that's happening.
The phone is acting on your behalf, and I feel like she's getting a little nosy.
Well,
so.
I appreciate that. I feel like I owe her a thank you note.
Melissa's in the mailbox wondering if you want this mail to be sent. Yeah. It's very funny.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. It's mostly the find my friends, track my phone, I see you, Life 360, what you up to.
Even do that? I'm not even on Life 360. But okay, I am grateful to my phone because she understands my need
She's
to make sure
in.
My people are okay. Having said that, I'm not going to lunch with people that aren't my people. And if my people have something like that I'm poking to get to, then something failed along the system to start with.
So many not my people lunches.
Why?
I have to learn about the watch list and activate it in my own benefit.
Actually, that's true. Dear listener, I want you to know that Amy and I do things socially for you. Because if we didn't, it would be, guys, I'm going to post a picture on Instagram at Listen Brilliant to show you how much my toenail has grown in the last week last week. But we go out and we
do things. Every time those fungus commercials come on, I get such a warm place in my heart and I think of you. And
that's
I just
really sweet.
You.
I don't have toe fungus, but I really
appreciate
that.
I picture you with that stupid pen just trying to paint some shit on your non-existent nail and that weird nubby skin that never wants to get fixed. And I know you didn't. It's nothing from germs that did it. It was your own physical abuse that ruined your
foot. Yeah, I dropped
foot.
An iPad on it and it just bled out. And yes, so I told you but that toenails in Australia. I'm grateful for it. I do. I appreciate it. I'm just glad you're thinking about me besides when your phone says, Melissa would like to stalk you.
Right.
Could you please check in?
Right, right.
I do like to keep track of my friends, and I do try not to wind up at a lunch with people. If I do, it's professional. It's absolutely for a work lunch or my husband's thing. I am working this Friday at the salon where I get my haircut just to man the desk for the woman there. Because she is a friend, and I told her, is this wrong? I said, honey, I would love to help you, and I can many days, but I cannot touch another human's scalp that I don't know without getting a hint of the heebie and the jeebies. Is that solely my dysfunction, or is that?
I don't know that I have an answer at the ready. So little have I pondered the thought of scratching somebody's headsticles.
Saying it, doesn't that make you want to throw yourself out of the window? Like, well, that's gross.
Yeah, but at the same time, I stick my hands everywhere, so I don't mind. Sure.
Oh, my God. Somebody else said to me, why does Amy think beans come in a barrel and touching them doesn't affect their sale and or usage? That's disgusting.
Number one.
I said, that was weeks ago. You better catch up. That's not a topic we're even discussing anymore.
Okay, number one.
Juan.
If you're so busy eating unwashed beans, who's the culprit here? Okay? Shit grew from the ground. Put some soap on it. Wash it off. Shut up. I don't wash it. I just rinse it sometimes.
Put some
soap on it. I don't rinse it. It's going to get boiled.
That was a TikTok. Wash this potato. Okay. Soap. No, just with water in that brush to take those little eyes out and the dirt off of it.
A little bit of dirt is super healthy. A little bit of dirt is tasty. It's delicious.
Oh, you pushed further to tasty. Here's tasty. Friends, I found a new breakfast burrito at the beach. I need you to come back. I found they make at Water Dog Cafe.
Oh,
they
yes.
make where everybody else gets a bagel sandwich, which I'm sure is great. They make your choice of meat. So it could be sausage. I chose bacon. Bacon, egg, cheese, avocado. They put black beans in because it is a burrito. I took the black beans out. I said, no, thank you. And tater tots.
Oh, yeah.
In that burrito. They give you a spicy ranch sauce to dip it in. I could have bathed in both the sandwich and the spicy ranch. It was so fucking good. I started to cry. And I said, I need to tell everybody about it and bring them here to try this and just moan with me and then beach ourselves on the deck, fall asleep in the sun. Mm-hmm. I would like a date from you and we will do just that. Thank you very much. I'll be here
all
week.
I'm here to tell you. Food is love, and it can be delicious.
I agree. What happens when someone you love is on a diet and can't eat what you want, has an eating disorder and can't eat your love, you have three enormously fat dogs because you love them very much? I understand food is love, but I have three impediments in my life that don't allow me to share my love through food.
Of course, that's false. That's just a flawed viewpoint.
Am I on your watch list now?
No. Of course, food is love. And all the foods that you love are not the limit of how you can love others with food. It is actually a sign of your love that you are aware of others' needs and choices and wants and health considerations for the foods that are best suited to them and treating them in the moment, and that you provide that. It is all the same. It is
okay.
It's physical nourishment, 100%. It doesn't have to be the big chocolate dip because your taste buds change. You could decide that you don't like chocolate anymore. It has been known to happen. You could decide you don't like, pick anything that people tend to go crazy for, alcohol, pizza, cheese, bread. You could decide you not only don't want them, but don't like them anymore. You could decide that broccoli is the best thing you've ever had, right? And if someone else decides this, you can go along with them and give them this horrible thing that they desire.
So it could still be, it doesn't have to be my marble chocolate chip banana bread. It could be those puffy cakes that we get that are just rice and air. And
some of them freeze-dried strawberry frozen dips that you had that time.
Covered in dark chocolate. But yes, that's
so weird. Right.
That are delicious.
It could be anything.
Okay.
It can be anything. So don't have a way to love taken away from you simply because not all tastes aligned.
Okay. And, well, I used to cook dinner several days a week at our house, and then so-and-so stopped eating carbs, so my meaty, cheesy baked ziti and my chicken stack lasagna thing, like all these things I couldn't make anymore. Stuffed shells. Nobody's fucking eating that. So I had to change.
That's exciting. That's a chance to evolve and get crafty and get creative and see what else there is and try new things. All of you try new things. Stop making a face. If you didn't try new things, you would have never had that negative bean burrito with the tater tots in it.
Oh, my God. It was so fucking good.
That's the only way you got it, is because you tried something new. So you've already proven that you love new things.
We talked before about you having like collections of things, and you looked around your office and you talked about things you collected. I have bags of bags. They could be paper bags, plastic bags, bags for the grocery store.
Yep.
Nobody has bags. I have a favorite bag size. It's the most ridiculous thing in the entire world. It's probably like by 11 by 14. Like it's a small bag, you know, all these big over the shoulders. I like the paper bag with the rope handles that is just the size perfect for like a six pack in it. You could fit like a six pack.
You're talking about a disposable craft bag.
That I am not, of which I am not disposing for any price.
Oh, no. God, no. No, no.
I love these bags. What is wrong with me?
Like, not a damn thing. That's the way it should be. I fault others for not understanding the inherent intrinsic, nay, spiritual value of these products.
Oh my God, you're on my page? You're on my same page?
I have them everywhere, always around me.
You don't
They're
get
my
yelled
talisman.
At?
Talisman. I do. And I also say to the naysayers, go sit alone in the corner and cry bagless because I have what I need to protect me from evil. To
I feel like that's
items.
True. Yes.
Yes. Yes. To effortlessly bring joy upon sight. To have excellent hand feel. To support my heavy items.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
To share with others in a moment of need. To demonstrate my class and preparedness. It's all there. All there. All
in the
there.
Bag.
In this free, reusable, earth-saving item. I get it. I see you.
I feel so seen. I'm going to bask in this for 1 second. Give me a second. Oh, my God. All I hear in this fucking house is, why do you have these? Can't you throw them away? That water dog place is one of the places that they have them
you know
stacked
what
up.
Those
and that's
cunt
where I get
them. Whores have done to us. Okay? Do you know what those blister cunt whores have done to us?
Blister?
Yes. 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 Those blistered cunts are the reason that a year ago, only a year ago, I was bullied into throwing out my solar glasses and left at this eclipse with none because I had fully 5 of them from the last time the sun and the moon want to make out on the fucking face. And I said, I'm going to put these in a drawer right where I know they are, back in the back with all my unused stuff like international bills and wallets that don't make any sense and all the stupid things, hair products I don't like, all that in the same drawer, right? I know exactly what's in that drawer and I'm going to keep them there, okay? And then lo and behold, no. We need the inside of that closed drawer to be empty for some reason. Throw it out. When are you ever going to use this again? What do you need that? That's a prime example of junk, 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 junk. Well, guess what, craft fucking bag? I know what purpose they had, and I listened to you and your flawed logic. And now look at me. Blinded by the sun. On the
My
very
retinas.
Day I needed to be prepared.
My retinas are melting, and it's because of you.
Because you can't feel. Your retinas don't have any feeling, just like you and your cold, unfeeling, bagless heart.
So you save. Ugh, they're going to come to you for bags, and you're going to be like, really, friend?
Find your own.
Really?
Find your own. Carry it with your fucking hands, you ape.
So you also save. You got enough pockets for all this? You better buy carpenter pants because my
what
bags are not for you. That's Christmas this year.
When
everybody
you're
gets
out at the supermarket. Carry it with your fucking hands, you ape. And thank you for coming. Come again. Okay, sorry. All right, that caught me off guard. All right,
but in your house, they also are on you to throw out things you are.
They just
saving
want me to throw out everything
you
of value.
Yes.
My whole life is filled up. Well. In the salad eating crowd, there was another friend there. The conversation was far reaching before we got to our zenith moment.
Yeah.
And friend said, I love throwing things away. And again, I was like, I'm at the wrong table.
You are at the wrong table.
I don't understand you. I treated it like a visit to the zoo. And I was like, let's see what's going on with this creature because I don't know what that is or how you live. Like, I love throwing things away. Like, it's my favorite thing to do. And I know this person to throw out items of obvious, immediate, current value. Like, why are you throwing out a backpack when you have children in need of backpacks? Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm not even saying carry it to school and give it to an organization here called Backpack Beginnings, where we fill up the backpacks with food and just leave
school
them
at places.
School supplies,
toothpaste, yeah.
No, this is... A child who is forever walking around with, you know, books in hands because we can't, I guess. Because
they're apes.
You can't even, we don't use bags of any kind. No backpacks, no
straps.
We
use our hands because
we're not
apes.
Using a car. We're walking. Like, it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? It's fair.
I save things too. I saved, like, I will use 10,000 curly hair products. I have all of these extra products that I don't use. My son now has curly hair and throw it away. Why are you saving this?
I
didn't
gave
work.
A bad
you
example.
Didn't like it.
I gave a bad example. I'm going to galvanize us now with this example of the person who throws out. I have known this person to throw out a paintbrush with paint on it. So when you're finished painting,
because you're never going to paint again,
the little cup that you've used with the paint and the actual paintbrush goes in the trash. You don't clean it and keep it. Just throw it out, because I love throwing things away. So that's the kind of thing where I'm starting to feel my throat close.
Yeah.
Like I don't throw out. I mean, I don't keep. I was going to say I don't keep garbage. I don't know if I could actually make that sentence truthfully. But my intention is to not keep garbage. I'm not a hoarder, right? But there are things that I keep that I can later be convinced have very, very low value. Some might say no value.
Yeah.
Negative value. The opposite kind of, like, that has an actual less erosion of value.
Now that keeping. I own it, then.
Yeah. And I did uncover a carton of food that I thought was suitable for keeping. And food doesn't keep always.
No, usually it doesn't.
You can't keep bars for the team in a sealed box in the garage until the next season and expect them to still
be passable. They're not going
to
be soft.
No, I don't try to give them that. I will try to give them expired power bars, because they're just expired. They're not bad. They're just a couple of weeks past the maybe this will not taste like carob anymore date. That's very different than shit been sitting next to the motor oil for, you know, two straight years getting contaminated in my house. I don't feel like I want to serve that stuff. So I'm not painting a great picture of myself. However,
it is accurate, but it ain't great.
I will say I don't love throwing things out. And I wonder if that is a joy to be cultivated, right?
It sounds like you're not taking joy in it because of what you're about to say, the way you were raised. There's breadline mentality.
Well, both of us have, in the examples that I've given, both of us have a positive, healthy range of our inclination, and then we have a danger range. And the red zone for me is that I will keep things that I should not keep. And the danger zone for my friend is throwing things out that should not be thrown out. So it cuts both ways. And in my case, I was around everybody in my culture, in my family, in my life, that there's always a use for this, if not for you, for someone else. And it is better to find the use than to discard it, to be overly dramatic about it. To discard it is a sin. Wastefulness is a true sin, a sin against God, a sin against your family. It's a sinful thing to be so wasteful. So
okay,
all of that is tied up in somebody going to eat these spoiled bars that I never passed out because I forgot them in my trunk.
And then they're going to make fun of you. But there are two ways to be wasteful and not wasteful. One is with food and the other is with other resources, right?
Yeah.
So if it's a food situation, like last night there was a scallop left on my plate. I'd rather leave anything on my plate than a honey, ginger, orange, drizzled, delicious. Like, I was full, and right. I could not eat. And I even said to the guy who came to pick up my plate, if I put this on my fork right now with your back to the rest of the restaurant, will you fucking eat this? Because it was delicious. He said, it hurts my heart to waste it, but no, I'm not going to eat off of your plate.
Right.
I'm like, why not? What do you say? And you think I got a little something? Food is different. We have talked about expiration dates before.
I don't think food is different. I have come back all the way because of my body situation, and for lots and lots and lots of reasons, I prioritize a healthy relationship with food over wastefulness. It is healthier for you to stop eating when you're full than it is for you to choose to overeat when you're full because you don't want to waste. That is unhealthy. I would rather you be wasteful and stop it, be declared and be wasteful, and because you are prioritizing a healthy relationship with food. And I to me, that's not wasteful in the slightest. That's actually, that's, I wouldn't want you to eat poison either. So I see no problem with putting that right in the, I think it's a healthy thing to throw it out. You didn't actively say to them, bring me more than I can eat so I can throw it away. The portion was too big. So this has nothing to do with wastefulness. The portion was too big, and it's not your job to clean your plate every time. It's just
and
not.
It's also not something I can bring home and feed the dogs tomorrow. I'm not going to reheat fish.
Not
I'm not going to reheat fishy things. That's not happening.
It's not your job. It's not your issue. You didn't ask for too much. You were served too much. So you took what you needed and then you move on. That's it. You don't have to do cleanup crew for everything in the world. You don't have to. That job is not your job.
Where do you stand with leftovers? Are you an eater of leftovers?
I have become one, and I am embracing it wholeheartedly. And it's not as bad as you think. You can get very creative. You can get very crafty. I have also, time was I would not ever eat a leftover of any kind, not even stew, not even chili. There was no such thing. Things that are better and intended
the next day,
to be served in a day or two or three later. You know, nope. None of those things. It was, you'd make this whole production and try and make it as small as possible because you knew it was going right in the garbage. So
that breaks my heart.
Trying to get better. Trying to get better. Well, you know, there's a lot of food waste. Yeah.
I've made a sheet of baked ziti and husband doesn't come home, but the kids are there and we eat like a solid quarter of it. Like I used a whole box here. Like why? I'm not going to make you eat more, but when mommy takes her nighty night meds and comes back downstairs in a few hours, she's going to house some of that meaty, cheesy baked ziti.
Meaty, cheaty.
Ooh, mommy cheaty baked ziti.
Hey,
delicious.
Hey.
It's just a delicious. So to say that we are starting to change our lifestyle to eat intuitively, to get back to places that bring you joy, like the shore, to eat things that put tater tots in them, to invite and be around people who do talk about real things.
The watch list was really revelatory for me, and it continues to be so. I didn't even cogitate there was such a thing. I'm sorry to keep using such idiotic words. I wasn't aware that such a thing could exist. I just had this
however
lump of all people are worthy of friendship and my time. And I have since learned that my energy and my time are both finite resources. Well, even that I dispute. My energy and my time are of premium value, and I am going to splurge and luxuriate in those resources and with people who deserve them, and I'm not going to squander them everywhere for everyone.
Yes, yes. I would not have been at that lunch, but when the lunch that I am sitting at, I can say to my girlfriend, I hear your boss is an asshole, and he's also my husband. Like, what? Tell me everything. Like, these are people that I'm, as you have found out and my phone has told you, I am vested in. I am invested. I'm all of the esteds. And if that means that, you know, that your phone tells you Melissa's stalking you right now, I don't actually follow you. But I send texts that say, here's a TikTok that shows you how much I love you.
And I am here to say, because it is likely not clear based on everything that I've bullied up until this point, I am not a therapist. I am not your therapist, nor your coach, nor your mother, nor your guru. None of these fucking things.
Guru.
I am your friend. I am your cheerleader. I am your supporter.
Confidant.
I am your support system. I am your confidant. And I am here for what you choose to share. And so that means when I say I want to hear something real, I'm clocking there's a vibe with you, and or what you're giving me is not real. Either way, I want to get at the real stuff. And if you are encouraged, invited, empowered, incentivized to say, I got a lot of shit going on right now, and it's too big for me to talk about. I'm glad you noticed. Thank you. I'm not going to share anything about it, but be there for me. I'll tell you when. That's all I need.
Well, this friend that you're discussing didn't seem to want that. And
no,
that
the friend that I'm discussing went out of the way to say, never in a million years do I ever, ever, ever want to even engage in a conversation about real stuff with you, for you, about others, about myself. I prefer the not real.
That's not your friend.
Done.
That's somebody you picked up your kids with at preschool.
That was watch list, warning list, you know, unlock the door. Bye. That was done. I don't need that.
She fell off all your list. This is not a person. And for me, that's just not somebody I'd be at lunch with. Even
I don't even know how we ended up here. Okay. I'm like, how did I miss this all along? Have we had so many bouncy along things? And I keep a pretty wide group. But it's like, have we been bouncing along with nothing except yeah, and contribute
hi,
to,
hi,
and
right.
I heard, and oh, that's funny, and here's this joke, and topical thing, and let's catch up on the news, and what's going on with the drama at school, or, yeah, I don't care about drama, so, I mean, it's like, that would never be anything we were talking about, but do you see what I'm saying? Have there been just enough bubbly topics to keep this at bay? I don't know. I was as stunned as the others, and immediately repulsed. I'm not asking people to betray confidences
right.
or falsely or uneasily share them with me. I'm just telling you, I don't want a stranger at the table, because I've become chummier with actual strangers at tables.
I've seen it.
It happens a lot. Like, it's like, what are we here if not to connect with each other? And I'm not going to connect with you over, I just keep calling it People Fucking Magazine, right? What do you got? I don't want that.
Dear listener,
get that in the newspaper.
Dear listeners, you are on my watch list. I care about you and want to know what's going on with you. All of my friends are on my watch list. Mine is a positive list. Do not get upset, dear listener, if you do not see that I have been stalking you on your phone.
But I will tell
you, you are my friends and I care about you. And if you ever said to me, I'm not going to discuss anything of value or relevance or depth
with
you.
I would go out of my way for the rest of my life to never let anyone know me. Yeah.
Like, okay. That is a ludicrous statement. And for you, I hope you have people that you can talk to, that you want to talk to, and you want to share real things, because the best way to build friendships is to talk about real things, is to really get to know somebody. And that is what we're hoping to do with you. And if you could take a moment, maybe, I don't know, maybe, and start with your precious little six fingers, the pointer, middle, thumb on both hands, start typing. Let us know. Brilliantobservations@gmail.com. Go to Brillob Squad if you want to on Facebook. A, join. And B, tell us something with value about you. Give us anything you want. If you want to do it with pictures, damn, we love pictures. Go to Instagram at Listen Brilliant and send us a picture of something you value. Not what you ate, unless you value that. And then come to me, because I make a marble chocolate chip banana bread. That is fucking fire. I'll tell you right now, sour cream is the secret ingredient, and it is just so good.
So good.
We love you guys. We thank you so much for turning us on again this week. We hope in some way we turned you on, although I cannot imagine how. We love you.
And I'm
going to
issue a challenge to all the people that we love so. Be real this week with one person you love and trust in your life. Be real with that person. You have someone that you love and trust in your life. You do. Get crafty if you think you don't, because you do. And guess, here's the other pro tip. If you think you don't, extend them the trust and the love.
Test it.
Extend them the trust that they're going to treat you with love and respect in return and share something or ask something that feels a little bit further than you would normally ask. You will be positively rewarded. Every single person is craving connection, because the ones who aren't are telegraphing signals so loud and clear you can't miss it. They say out loud, I don't want to talk about anything real. And then that's what you need to know. The gate is closed and locked. Let them stay in that pen by themselves. It's no fun in there. Come on out here.
Connection is amazing.
We're all touching each other's scalps. It's delightful.
I'm telling you, I will answer the phones. I will make the calls. I'll sweep hair. I cannot self-touch. I can't. We love you.
Scalp-touch.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Scalp-touch is my job.
We're all touching each other's scalps. It's delightful.
Scalp-touch.